Welcome to the Dill Dorks, dorky discourse on sex, dating, and masturbating. My name is Kate Sloan. I am a sex journalist and blogger. I am very fond of boobs, butts, and babes. Who are you?
I'm Bex, and continually ashamed that I don't make up a new bio every week. But
you know what? I'm not judging your approach.
I'm a non-binary queerdo masochistic pup, flirting fetishist, and Hufflepuff. I love video games, ice cream, and leather, and I'm also a blogger and a sex educator.
Cool. I'm glad I know all those things, none of which I knew before.
No, it's all new information.
So, speaking of new information, it's apt that this episode is about butt stuff, seeing as the United States just elected an asshole.
That's not really, new information, though.
I mean, it's news, is what I was getting at. It's in the news. It's topical. And I did want to say, you know, as a person who makes media, especially media that's in a comedic vein,
we're hilarious.
It feels weird to be making media this week and last week. And the reason that I have continued to blog and do the show and everything, even though it feels really weird to do that, is because I feel like it's really important at this time to, like, make people laugh if we have the power to do that. There are a lot of people out there who are really scared and freaked out right now, very reasonably. And if we can kind of help you think about butts for a while instead of what's going on in the world, and if that's a nice thing for you to think about, then we're happy to be providing that.
Yeah. And also, I'm about ready to think about some butts for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time. Let's dive into these butts.
Just arcing like a friggin' dolphin.
That's perfect. How you do dive. It after you slick the lube all over your whole body.
Wait, there's lube? You need lube for butt stuff? God.
Yes, this is a thing I have heard.
Rumor has it. We would have no idea.
So...
We should acknowledge the excessive giggling that's happening right now.
There's been a bit of marijuana at play here in each of our respective homes. I won't say that we are the ones who ingested said marijuana, but...
No.
I did not inhale. I definitely did inhale, and then I exhaled.
Yeah.
You know what? It's been such a hell of a week. If we need to get stoned, I think that's okay.
I think that's more than okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think the butts will appreciate it, because we'll talk about them.
My butt definitely does.
Yeah. Oh, should we reveal our secret?
Oh, that was not what I was talking about, but yes. I mean, we've already confessed one dangerous secret.
So we're both wearing butt plugs for this episode. Just felt it would be...
It felt right.
Ass propos. Yeah, so are you wearing the medium pure plug? Because that's what I'm wearing.
I'm wearing the large pure plug.
Oh.
Yeah.
My butt was not feeling ambitious today. Question. Just a little bit of anal sex semantics while we're here. I've heard Dan Savage say that you can't wear a butt plug, like, speaking technically. You can use one. There can be one inside you. But he says wearing something is, you know, you wear a hat or a sweater and you can't wear a butt plug. Do you want to
wear a cock ring?
Do you, though?
Yeah.
But that's an external adornment, like a piece of clothing. I wonder if it's categorically different from... I'm not sure if I just completely mispronounced the word categorically because I'm high. I really...
You wear a tampon.
Do you? You do, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, yes. I'm going to rule
again,
and say that you do
Dan
wear
Savage
a butt plug.
Is full of crap.
No, he's wearing the crap.
Please don't come after us, Dan Savage. You've said some clever things on occasion.
Okay, so let me start with a really basic question here. Do you like butt stuff?
I do like butt stuff, which is kind of a new thing.
Mm-hmm. How new?
Wow. Well, okay. So.
Wow.
I somehow did not expect that as a potential next question.
I mean, you brought it up.
Of all the possible questions, that one did not prepare for. So it depends on how you define fan. Because up until recently, I really enjoyed the psychological stuff that goes into butt stuff. Really, like, objectively, as a sex educator, like butt things. But, like, and so, yeah, and, like, I liked playing with it in Power Exchange, and I liked that, like, long-term wear with plugs, and the psychological stuff that goes into that, but, like, for the physical sensation, I was pretty meh most of the time, which bums me out, because, like, I wanted to like it. And then...
It bums you out?
It bums
Sorry,
me out, man. But then... relatively recently, like maybe a month ago, mm-hmm. I got high and suddenly was like, I want butt stuff. And then, like, jerked off with a lot of butt stuff happening. Told my sir, because he's always happy to talk about butt stuff. And, like, did and was like, wow, that's interesting. When I'm high, I'm really into butt stuff. And then the next day I was sober and was still really into butt stuff. So, that's new.
Mm-hmm. Marijuana changes lives, folks.
See, it really, that's the message here. Today's yeah. episode is brought to you by marijuana.
So I too have warmed to butt stuff rather belatedly.
I hear it's important that you warm up for butt stuff.
Yeah, stick the plug in a bowl of warm water for a few minutes beforehand. You could put a bottle of lube in there too. It's a good idea. I kind of feel like it's really similar for me to how I think about my G-spot, which is that it wasn't inherently pleasurable for me, and I always, when I would try it on its own, I would be like, what's the big deal? I don't really get it. And as I've paired butt stuff with clitoral stimulation and with orgasms over time, it started to become more pleasurable, same as my G-spot did. So it's been a process of, like, associating it with feelings of pleasure. But I would not say that I inherently, by itself, enjoy it. And it's definitely not, like, a necessary thing for my orgasms. And when I do it, it still feels extra rather than being directly a part of what's getting me off.
Yeah.
But psychologically, I'm very much a fan.
Yeah, definitely. And I also really like it, like, primarily in a DP kind of scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also a thing. It's very rarely just butt stuff.
Yeah, and you take some pretty big toys when you do DP. Which, can you define DP for the folks who might not know?
Double penetration. In this instance, one thing in both in each hole.
Mm-hmm. So you take some enormous things.
I mean, I guess. I don't know, I just tried to tackle the Mr. Universe, so my definitions of enormous have kind of shifted.
Oh yeah, how did that go? Have you made that happen yet?
Not yet. Okay. But the time I tried recently did not have nearly enough warm-up, and was the first time I had jerked off in like 9 days.
Oh, that's ambitious.
Yeah, so I didn't think it was going to happen, but I was told to try, so... Mm-hmm. I gave it a valiant effort. and did not make it very far, but it was still awesome.
Cool, good. I have these two Fleshjack dildos, which are both molded after gay porn stars, and so they're like fairly enormous, and the silicone is fairly firm. And when I first got them, I was very excited about the idea of DPing myself. So I live tweeted trying to DP myself. If you want to look up the hashtag DPursuit, which is a terrible hashtag pun, I don't know how that slipped by my quality assurance team. Like, it's not good. But it was pretty funny because like I tried and I warmed up with smaller toys, and there just came a point where my butt was not wanting to take anymore. And these toys are like really huge. So I haven't attempted DP since then because there was a lot of stuff in my holes.
Yeah, I usually do like the large pure plug with my Maverick or my Outlaw or something, which is 2 inches in diameter. And the large pure plug is, I think, 1.5 or 1.7.
I think it's 1.5.
Yeah, something like that. No, but I have done the Maverick and the Uncut, which is 2 and 1.75. And I've done the Maverick and the 11. So,
Wow.
yeah.
Jeez. Okay. Well, my holes bow down to yours.
My holes are pretty rad sometimes.
Yeah, your holes deserve a throne. So you mentioned about enjoying the psychological aspects of butt stuff. Do you want to elaborate on like what that means for you?
I don't know. For me, like, I like specifically like plugs because it's something you can wear long term and like still feel, so you can wear it like to work one day or whatever. And usually when I do that, it's because I've been told to. So it's just like a kind of a reminder all day. So I really like that. And as someone who likes like rough play, even though anal isn't like, it's a lot about taking your time and lube and whatever, it just feels rougher to me. And I often, I mean, I also do like once I'm warmed up, like really hard and fast thrusting. So yeah, I don't know, I guess just I mean, I guess maybe it's like the taboo or whatever. So all of that I just really like playing with. What about you?
It's interesting. I don't really think of it as being a taboo. Like, obviously, I understand culturally that it is, but for me, it doesn't particularly feel like one. But I think because it is such a rare thing in my sex life, that there is something about that sensation that feels new and fresh and like quote unquote naughty. I hate to use that word, but it does feel appropriate here.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about the word taboo, 'cause like it doesn't feel that way to me, but I guess there's something like culturally that it got picked up and rolled into my subconscious somewhere along the way, where it was just like, I mean, I don't think that, but it is weirdly hot, I guess, so shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that because it's a feeling that I feel so rarely, and usually by myself, that when I do it with a partner, it is this like jolt of shocking intimacy that I reserve only for very, very few partners. And so it does add something to an experience on a level of emotional intensity that a lot of other things don't.
Yeah, I don't like you said. I hear that a lot, that like anal is a specific thing that you use with only like specific people or whatever. I've had anal on the first date during a threesome. Like,
That's
so
goals.
yeah, that was cool. That was an OkCupid date. But yeah, to like I don't know. For me, and I always kind of like objectively thought was like, oh, that's gonna be how I feel about that. And then there have been times where I'm like, nope, I want to do this thing. Your dick's good for it. Like,
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd probably be more open to doing it with more people if I enjoyed it more.
yeah.
Because it's not the kind of thing that would occur to me to do with a new partner because it's not anywhere near being like my favorite thing. But once I've sort of been with someone for a while or been fucking them for a while and we're at a point where we're looking to sort of branch out of the usual things that we do, then it's definitely something I start to think about.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
what makes a good butt sex experience for you? Like, what factors have to be involved there for you to feel comfortable and have a good time?
I can't do butt stuff without some sort of vibe on my clit. Like that, I need to kind of relax into it, and to be able to like when I went to put the plug in, I like clinically put a vibe on my clit, waited a few seconds, and then was able to insert the plug and was like, okay, done with you. Like,
Oh, interesting.
yeah, so like I need that. And to be clear, we both got up, walked away from our webcam for a second, put a plug in, and came back. Like, neither of us even left the room. We were just like, let's do this thing. Be right back.
I literally stepped 2 feet to the left so that you couldn't see me and then did it and then came back.
Yeah. I, like, nudged my camera so it was looking at the keyboard and then came back. It was like, nah, this is fine.
Yeah. And I made jokes at you and I
Yeah.
heard you laughing, but I couldn't see I was like, I hope these jokes are making it easier for them to get their butt plugged in. Something about the muscles moving. So what you said about the vibe is interesting to me 'cause like it doesn't often occur to me to use a vibe when doing butt stuff, but it's so true. It makes such a huge difference. And the one and only time so far that I have had, legit, quote unquote, anal sex, as in someone was fucking me in the ass, I was not gonna use a vibe, and the dude like handed me my Hitachi and was like, "Here, use this," and just trust me. He had more experience than me with that, so. So I did it, and it really, really, really does make a huge difference because it
Yeah.
just gave me another place to put my focus to help me relax.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like the sensation of just butt stuff would be probably too like intense and uncomfortable. But if I have a vibe on, I'm like, oh yeah, cool. Like the combination of the sensations is really good.
What else makes a really good butt sex experience for you?
Usually like deep and hard fucking, because then they're able to hit my G spot, which confuses a lot of people, but the membrane between the anus and the vaginal canal is pretty thin. And also when there's nothing in your vag, it's pretty like compact and folded in on each other, especially when there's something in your butt. So it's actually not that hard to hit the G spot anally for a lot of people. But I need like particularly deep and hard thrusting for that.
Yeah. Cool.
What about you?
So I really like to have those black gloves around for butt stuff. Because they hide mess really well and just sort of help with my anxiety. I also, the time that I did do it, I did like a water enema beforehand and like shaved that whole area, which was just like helping me psych myself up to feel comfortable and ready for it. Because a lot of it was about psychologically feeling able to relax and let it happen. And I even brought my Liberator Throw, which is black, to lay down so that like if any mess happened, it would just kind of become invisible pretty quickly. And I also think I need a lot of warm up. And I mean, butt stuff, you should always have a lot of warm up, and unless you're an extreme professional somehow. But I like to have a lot of warm up that's like kissing and touching and giggling and making out and doing stuff with our mouths, like just a lot of different things to get super turned on and relaxed. I also need to really, really trust and feel comfortable with the partner, because it is such a slow-paced process, or at least it is for me. And so I need to not feel like they're like looking at their watch like, okay, when is this gonna happen?
Yeah.
And I also need to not feel like they're gonna be disappointed if I have to stop them after like a few thrusts and be like, actually no, because like butts are really volatile, I find. Like my butt can be up for a good time and then not up for a good time really quickly, and I need to know that I have the power to be able to immediately stop someone if I need to.
Yeah, I don't need that much warm up for butt stuff. Like, I mean, a little bit is good, but like, I like this is a large pure plug, and I can insert that in like a couple minutes, less than that, maybe a minute. So like, my butt's pretty cooperative usually. But one thing you mentioned was the you mentioned doing the warm water enema. I have never done one.
They're an interesting sensation. I was sent one of those like bulb, I don't know what they're called, like
an enema bulb, I think.
Yeah, I was or sent one of those by a sex toy company to review like years ago, and I chose it because I thought like I'll probably need this at some point, but it actually was like not until 2 or 3 years later that I did end up actually getting fucked in the butt and using it. But it's just like I've read a lot of different things from different sexperts about whether or not enemas are necessary or are even good for you. But for me, I just found it like cleared me out and made me feel a lot more comfortable. So I didn't have any, like, problems from it. Would recommend.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I'm curious to try it one day, simply because it seems like an interesting sensation. Like, I don't know. I'm just curious.
It definitely does not feel like anything else I've ever experienced. I'll say that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that it'll feel good. Although there are people that think, like... But,
like, it didn't feel as bad as I was expecting, though. Huh. Like, I always think it's going to be really weird, and it's, I don't know, for me, I don't ever hate it. Unless I use, like, cold water by accident. That's not fun.
No.
Yeah.
Would not do that. Ugh. Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious. But I think mess is the thing people think about the most when they think about butt stuff, or at least like people that aren't into and regularly doing butt stuff. Like anyone that's gonna try it or whatever, I feel like you get a lot of like, oh god, the mess though. Or like, but what about at all of like booty basics classes and everything.
Yeah, I wrote a couple days before I was booked for my for my first butt stuff appointment, I guess. I wrote on Twitter, like, asking for people's suggestions for what I should or should not eat leading up to it. And people gave me all these great suggestions, but then on the actual day of, I was just so nervous and didn't feel like eating. So all I ate that day was some Oreos and some coffee. And so I tweeted, like, I deserve any problems that I experience as a result of this. But I was actually totally fine. It was perfectly okay.
Good, because that's upsetting.
Yeah. Then later I had some gin, like, before we actually fucked, because I was so nervous. Do you have any, like, particular memories you want to share of your first time getting fucked in the butt?
My first time was, like, 6 weeks after my first time having vaginal sex. Because I was a budding baby sex nerd that was like, allow me to try all of the things. And that was next on my list, considering I had read a lot of really gay porn, and shockingly, that has butt stuff in it.
Really?
Semi-regularly. Yeah.
Never would have thought.
Yeah. And as someone, if y'all remember my first PIV story from last week, who was like, wait, I thought this was supposed to hurt. Rumor had it, butt stuff hurt. So I was kind of curious about it because of that too. And spoilers, I knew how to do it right, so that one didn't hurt either. Found out later on I had to have people hit me for that. Or just really big toys.
Yeah, and I mean, I find impact play to be a more fun type of pain anyway, although I
Yeah.
do definitely know people who are very into like genital pain. But for me, that's never been like a pleasure or connected pain for me, so.
For me, sharp pain sucks. But like the discomfort, slight pain that comes with a lot of pressure from like using a really big toy or just trying to insert something a little bit before I'm ready for it, or with a little bit less lube than I should probably be doing. That kind of pain is okay. Like, I like that kind of pain because it feels like overcoming something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
My first time having butt sex, like I said, was also my only time.
It
And it was a real fun time. I was out
was
for
an event.
it was
Like,
truly, yeah. I was
I.
out for dinner. No, tell me what you were gonna say.
was gonna say, like, I did it on a whim. Literally every time I've done it has been on a whim of like, butt stuff could be fun. You planned this shit like a party.
Yeah, I mean, I think that just the type of brain that I have, if there's something kind of momentous that I'm feeling kind of apprehensive about, it's helpful for me to plan it, both because I can, Google and obsessively pore over every detail in advance, and also because if I've planned it, then it's like I've committed to it and I feel like I can't back out. And I don't mean that in a non-consensual way. Obviously, if I did actually want to back out, I would. I just mean it helps me psych myself up to do something that I do want to do, to have an actual concrete plan in place. And in this case, there was a hotel room booked. There was a bag of sex toys packed. Like there were, plans were put in place. But what happened was I was out for dinner with a fuck buddy, and we were talking about how I have these sexual goals that I set for myself every year on my blog and work towards throughout the year. And I was telling him that one of them was to get fucked in the butt. And kind of as I said it, it occurred to me that the person I was talking to was the perfect person to fuck me in the butt for the first time because he had experience. I wrote in a post recently that hasn't come out yet. He had experience from both sides of the dick. And like he knows a lot about butt stuff and about butt anatomy, which like as much as I have educated folks about sex in certain contexts in the past, I don't know a ton about butt stuff, certainly not from firsthand experience. So he's also someone who I feel really relaxed around and often have really goofy fuck times with. So it felt like a good fit in terms of I wasn't gonna feel uncomfortable doing it with him and I wasn't gonna be too self-conscious or anything like that. And he's also very like process oriented when we have sex as opposed to goal oriented. So I knew that we would really take our time with it. And even if the butt stuff wasn't a big part of it or didn't happen at all, it wouldn't be a big deal at all to him, which was really important to me. So we booked a hotel. I brought 11 million toys. I walked through the icy streets of Toronto, took a streetcar. Was unbelievably nervous the whole way there. Got there and he told me he was also super nervous. He sent me one of the cutest texts he's ever sent me where he was like, I get anxious too. Giggles and makeouts are the prescription for that. And it's so true. Like once you get into the giggling and makeouts, like it just kind of dissipates the nervousness, I find. Mm-hmm. And the butt stuff in that case was the culmination of a, like, 3 to 4 hour session of just doing a lot of different things, and the actual butt fucking itself lasted probably about 2 minutes, and then I was like, this is starting to feel weird, let's do something else, and he was like, cool, let's, and fucked me with a double trouble in my vag, and then I came all over the place, and then we went out for dinner at a pub to celebrate.
Excellent.
Yep, it was good.
That's like, I feel like maybe this is just because I'm high. I just feel like the food that happens after sex is really important.
Yeah, I always remember it. There's actually this website called Extra Crispy that's a news site that specializes in breakfast-related stories.
And, which is so good.
It's so good, and I've thought about pitching them a story about the importance of the morning after breakfast, but I saw that they've quite recently did something similar along those lines, so I haven't pitched it, but in the future at some point I might. Because I do think, like, those memories become so connected to the previous night's, or earlier that same night's, sexual memories for me, and they're just this, like, nice little bookend. And in some ways, for me, they function as aftercare, helping me, like, connect emotionally with the person and wrap things up and make me feel like I'm not being rushed out the door, which is really nice.
Yeah. And, like, either, like, half getting dressed again to go out and, like, giggle at some restaurant that's open at whatever absurd hour it is. Or, like, sitting at home and eating snacks or whatever. Like, I don't know. It just all feels like I think I'm just really high and want to eat.
I think we need a separate episode that's just about the ways food interacts with sex, which will not be sexy shit like lick chocolate sauce off each other's bodies. It'll be stuff like this where we're like, let's talk about all the burritos we've had after getting fucked in the butt.
I think I had chimichangas. That was not after getting fucked in the butt, or certainly not before. I think that's what I had after the threesome, though, because we got Mexican after the threesome.
Yeah.
And we heavily debated if Mexican was a good idea because of the potential future sexy times that evening.
Which, like, there were none of.
So. There weren't. But,
there,
like,
should have been.
I was so tired.
Yeah, I think we were all really tired.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's steer this train back into the butts. Sorry. So we've been talking predominantly about receiving, but have you ever done butt stuff to other people?
I haven't.
Like, not at all?
No, and I'm really upset about it, dude.
Okay, well, I've only done it once,
really?
So.
Okay, but, like, I really... So... my sir is super into butt stuff. So, like, I'm gonna get to play with a butt when I go see him. Mm-hmm. But, and I'm, like, really excited about it. Like, every time we talk about it, I'm like, ooh, this is really fun and hot, and I want to do these things. And the rest of my brain's like, I want to learn about butts! I want to learn about butts! Because I'm a nerd.
Mm-hmm. So it's funny that you were just slightly making fun of me for having planned my first butt sex experience, because your first time doing stuff to someone else's butt is so planned so far in advance, whereas my first time doing things to someone's butt was completely spontaneous, which is really uncharacteristic for me.
Mine is only planned in advance because I need to get up on a plane to do it.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Womp womp.
But so mine was, I forget, I must have told the story before on the podcast about the time a few months ago when I got fucked in a park.
Yes, you've definitely mentioned that.
So we were very drunk that night and we headed back to his place, and I was doing things to him and he was having trouble getting off because he was drunk and whiskey dick is a thing. So he just, like, grabbed a condom, grabbed some lube, put the condom on two of my fingers, lubed up my fingers, and actually I think it was only one finger, and had me start fucking him in the butt while I was blowing him. And it was really spontaneous, which normally when it comes to sex is a thing that freaks me out, especially if it's like a new activity that I haven't had time to like meticulously research and mm-hmm. emotionally process. But it was actually fine. Like, he's really good at giving direction, and he was kind of directing me a little bit, so I had some vague clue of what the hell I was doing. Mm-hmm. But that was the only time I've done that, and it was pretty fun. It was really cool having a part of myself inside someone else, which I've never done before, which is so strange to think about given all the people who have had parts of themselves inside of me.
Yeah.
But it was like, it felt...
You've never, like, fingered someone with a vulva?
No.
Huh.
Yeah, I know.
Interesting.
Things to work on, right?
Yeah.
Huh. Thoughtful now, silence.
No, because now I'm trying to think. I don't know if I've... No, I definitely... I've had sex with people with vulvas. I know mm-hmm, that has so happened. Have I. Yeah. And
but in my case, they've always been doing stuff to me.
I've done stuff, but it might have all been external.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Do you want me to leave all of this thoughtfulness in the podcast? Because it was a lot of pausing.
I'm sorry. Maybe you can just shorten the pauses.
Okay, I'll try.
You can just see how it sounds. I don't know okay. how much time has passed.
That was just a lot of, like, really? Huh. Let me think. Oh.
It was a process for me. It was an fascinating adventure the radio. Whole way.
Shit. Okay. So we covered kind of the psychological parts of receiving and why we enjoy that, but are there psychological aspects to why you enjoy the idea of putting stuff in someone else's butt?
I think part of it is, like, it is a skill I would like to have.
Mm-hmm.
Something I could pull out of my tool belt if I need to.
Or pull out of your ass and, if you need to.
Exactly. And, like, I think the rest of it, and, like, part of me is just really curious about how it works and, like, oh, another cool thing to try and learn about. Mm-hmm. But with this person in particular, I'm just really excited because I know how much he likes it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really motivating.
Yeah.
And also, this person's a cis dude, so there's the fun gender fuckedness of getting to fuck him in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just delightful.
Interesting.
I really like to just gender fuck anything in any way I can. Also, butt stuff feels super gay, which is totally stigma, but I like excuses to feel super gay. Even if it's not inherently gay.
I feel like the reasons that I liked finger fucking a dude the one time that I did do it, a lot of it felt like kink to me, which is weird because, like, I don't have a kink dynamic with that partner, really.
Yeah, but no.
You know all too well. But it felt like an act of service. It felt like an extension of doing a really good job with a blowjob because it's something that he liked. So it just felt like, oh, if I can get this right, if I can do this how he likes it, then I'll be a good girl, and that's a very good thing. And it also, there was an aspect there of, like, intimacy and feeling very connected to this person in a way that I have not felt connected to other... I mean, you know, I can achieve similar feelings of intimacy with certain other acts, but I had never done this particular thing before, and so it did feel unique and special and all of that stuff. And, yeah, I definitely had, like, a moment of sex nerd brain kicking into gear where I'm going, how can I optimize this? Like, how can I find the exact right angle on his prostate and, you know, which speeds and directions make him moan the most, and how can I combine that with the blowjob I'm giving? And yeah, it was a fun new skill to learn, and that's very exciting, especially as someone who's been having sex for a while, to come across something that you actually have never attempted before, and to have that feeling again like it was when you were new to it, where it's like, wow, how do I figure out how to do this brand new thing? How do I get good at this thing?
Yeah, that's definitely like just like figuring it out and being like, wow, this is fascinating. This is, yeah, that's definitely a thing I look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting, and I know, like, it's another reason I'm so excited to be doing it with this person, because it's like, I know this person will humor me with that and like will be on board with like, yeah, science, sure.
So we're sex toy nerds, so let's talk a bit about toys. Tell me about some of your favorite and or least favorite butt toys.
So my favorite butt toy is the Pure Plug Large, and it's like the only butt toy I ever use because it's great.
Yeah.
So I can use Uber Lube with it because it's not silicone, and like the smooth texture also gets inserted really easily, and I like the weight to it. Oh, yeah, and I really like it because, like, the smooth surface and everything makes it really comfortable for long-term wear, which is a thing I like to do with butt plugs, although I am using them more and more for DP lately, too. But it's really comfortable for that, and the weight puts more pressure than other toys do, so it feels a little more substantial.
That is also why I love the Pure Plugs, because I'm very aware of them while I'm wearing them because of the weight, and I find that that leads to me getting turned on much more while using them than I do with silicone plugs.
Yeah. I also really like the Tantus Uncuts anally if I want something that I'm going to thrust with.
Mm-hmm.
Those have a really skin-like texture, so they can feel like a lot more intense. But I think the shape is really smooth and curved in a way that's really comfortable and good for butt stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You said you like the Pure Plug. What other butt toys do you like?
I like the Tantus Rider. Just recently reviewed the new one, which it's a new redesigned one, and it's smaller and shorter than the original rider and has a differently shaped base. I like both of the riders, actually. I've probably told this story before, but like at one point I was wearing the original rider in my butt, and a dude fucked me in the vag while I had it in there, and he was like, "Oh my god, who turned the sleep number in your vagina up to 100? He said it was so tight in there because of the plug. And it was possibly the best thing anyone's ever said to me during sex. So I mean, always call it the sleep number plug now.
I mean, that is a pretty girthy plug. For like you said, I do pretty girthy DP. That's like, the rider's 1.5 in your butt alone. Mm-hmm. And can I measure the dude's dick on the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, dude's as probably long as you don't like
identify him.
Yeah. Dude's probably like 1.75, right?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say too. Yeah. I'm a fucking nerd.
Me too. So like that's pretty substantial for DP.
Yeah. That's like probably topping out my capacity, though. I don't think I could go up to like what you were saying about like the Maverick and the 11, like 2 inches in each hole. I think that would be way too much for me.
Mm. Yeah.
But aside from those toys, if I want something that's actually going to fuck my ass, or rather that I am going to fuck my ass with, I like the Vixkin Mustang and the Godemiche Ambit. They both kind of have like a slim tapered tip to them. And the Ambit has like a really defined coronal ridge, which feels good on kind of my G-spot area in there. So I like those. me think if there's anything else.
You said you only did the butt stuff the one time. Is it something you do a lot, like solo?
I would not say a lot. Probably I do it more in cam shows than I do in like my personal masturbation. That's a weird way of saying it, my personal masturbation. But like masturbation is just for me. I would say I probably do butt stuff 1 in 40 times. But it's a pretty frequently requested thing when I do cam shows. So I know what I like mostly because of that. I also really like the Lalo Bob, which I don't think they even make anymore, and I really hesitate to rep a Lalo product.
They do.
It's not on their website.
Weird. We can
Yeah, I
hire
looked it
you.
up recently.
Both stores.
Okay. Well, it's really nice. It's a plug, but it's long and has this nice ring-shaped handle that makes it really easy to slide in and out. And what I like about that one is it feels good when it's stationary, but it also feels really good going in and out, which a lot of plugs don't because they're made to stay stationary, and so there is like a popping sensation if you try to move them in and out. But I really like that the bob is versatile and that you can use it either way.
I didn't really think of that with that one, but that's totally true. You can also put a vibe in that little ring base,
Yeah.
which is also cool.
Oh, and I also really like the fuse. It just reminded me because you said about the vibe and the ring base, which all the fuse toys have too. They make little plugs which have various different textures and shapes, and those are really great, especially for beginners, because I think they're almost all pretty slim. My first ever plug was actually by Happy Valley, which is a company that's connected to Fuse. Their silicone is really flexible and really nice for butt stuff.
Yeah. We also didn't mention the matching butt plugs that we have. They're not best friend butt plugs, although now that I'm thinking that that's a thing.
Yeah, why don't we have best friend bud plugs? Like,
Seriously.
can we get some custom engraved?
Because, like, the two halves of the heart that, like, the necklace you got when you were 12 kind of thing,
Yeah.
would be really uncomfortable in between the cheeks. All
I mean, I haven't
spiky on
tried
one
though.
side. True.
And you're a masochist, so.
That's right. All right.
But they don't have flared bases, so never mind.
Well, no, I'm thinking the base is the heart, like that's what you see outside the butt, and then inside is just a regular plug.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's like
Mine is gonna say best, though. You can get friends.
is that a sacrifice you're making for me?
No, definitely not.
Oh, you just want yours to say
I fully
best.
just want my butt to say best.
I mean, anyone looking at your butt would immediately be like, oh, it's the best butt. So, like, I really don't think you need to worry. I don't think you need to advertise it further. That would be just rubbing it in at that point.
And yet, I'm all about rubbing when it comes to butts. I worried that took it too far, but I'm happy with it.
What about lubes? What are your favorite lubes for butt stuff? Because you
Wait.
do need a lot of lube if you're going to be doing any butt stuff. It is crucially
Yeah.
important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolubly, in fact.
My favorite is I use Uber Lube usually because it stays slippery forever. And if I'm not using my Pure Plug or doing like long-term wear, I just use a Sliquid water-based lube because I'm not nearly as much of a lube connoisseur as I should be.
I mean, Sliquid's pretty decent. Like, that's what I use like 90% of the time. I like Sliquid Sassy. If I'm not using any silicone, I like Sliquid Silk. Their organics gel is also really great. It's another water-based one. But actually, the first time that I got fucked in the ass, I used slippery stuff just because I had happened to have had just won it as a prize at Tell Me Something Good, the sexy storytelling event, and it was like a decently shaped lube bottle to just go into the bag that I was bringing with me. And that one worked out pretty well too. But Slickwid would generally be my recommendation, because Slickwid's always my recommendation.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Do you remember when we were going to have a threesome and there was talk that there might be butt stuff happening to the dude, which didn't end up happening because his butt was just not feeling it. But then after he left, like the next day, we were in the bathroom and we found a sample pack of Slickwid Ride, which there's nothing wrong with Slickwid Ride. We just found it hilarious because it's their like quote unquote masculine lube and we love this guy on it. We loved the idea that he had chosen this one. Like, it makes sense, I guess, but it was just... it was so endearing to me. Like, he thought he was the butt sex cowboy.
Remember that time we had a bunch of sex bloggers in a house in Portland? Mm-hmm. And somehow, of the 8 of us, no one brought lube?
Ridiculous.
And we went to this like dingy sex shop that we found, and we were all
Lincoln City, Oregon.
Yep. And we were looking at all like the weird, awful stuff there, and then we decided to get lube, and we're all like crowded around this glass case at the counter, looking at the different lube ingredients and passing it around, and everyone feeling the consistency and everything. And finally, the person behind the counter is just, like, looking from person to person and looking back. And I don't know about you, but, like, I didn't even notice that she was, like, slowly furrowing her eyebrows more and more. And, like, finally she's like, all right, I gotta ask. And she's like, are you all gonna be using this lube later? And we were like, oh yeah, yep. She's like, all right, cool.
It was the communal lube. You got one of those.
Exactly. Like, I don't know what kind of friendships that person has, but
Fuck That and Fuck Yeah is our weekly segment where we tell you something that we hate and something that we love this week. Bex, what's your Fuck That?
My Fuck That is Donald Trump. So what's your Fuck That?
My Fuck That is stupid mistakes that past me made. I was thinking about this as I was thinking about butt stuff, because I did something really dumb on Twitter a while ago, and I still think about it, and I still feel really bad about it. I was on Tinder, and I think there was something in my profile about spanking or being a sex writer or something. So, like, I would frequently get into conversations with Tinder dudes about sex, and sometimes it would veer towards butt sex in particular.
I find that every time I'm on dating sites, I wind up in that conversation, and they always, like, precedent it with, like, so I'm into, like, some really weird stuff. I'm into this thing, and I'm always like, oh, it's butt stuff, isn't it? It's just butt stuff. Just, you can fucking, it's just butt stuff, dude.
But so this dude, I think he sent me a message that was something like, hey, butt sex and chill. Like, which is awful in the first place. But I wrote back and I was like, your butt or mine? and he kind of reacted like a typical toxic masculinity cishet dude, and it was like, your butt, definitely your butt. And I tweeted about it, and I said something to the effect of, it sucks that I do want to get fucked in the butt, but I don't want to do it with, like, closed-minded guys from Tinder like this. Mm-hmm. And a friend pointed out to me, quite rightfully, that it's not really cool to say that someone's closed-minded for not wanting to do a particular thing. And, like, I definitely was just responding defensively and angrily to his whole sort of toxic masculinity tone of, like, the implication being that, of course, no one would do anything to his butt because that would derail his whole identity and crumble his very soul as a man, but but I shouldn't have phrased it that way, and I feel really bad that I did that. And it's true, like, sex positivity is about respecting people's boundaries, and I think that there's, especially in like sexually progressive communities, there's this tendency to think of butt sex and some other things as things that you should do and sort of just rites of passage for everybody, and that if you haven't done them, maybe you're stubborn, or maybe you're closed-minded, or you're closed off to new experiences. And it's like, no, like, you can set boundaries, that's okay, you don't have to like everything. So I'm angry with myself that I did that, but I'm happy that I've learned why that was not okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your fuck yeah?
My fuck yeah is, I talked about this a little bit earlier, but long-term butt plug wear, especially in, like, a DS dynamic. Because a lot of times I'll be told to either wear it to work, or, like, if I know I'm going to be doing something that makes me nervous or whatever, my sir will sometimes tell me to wear a butt plug. And then, like, it'll kind of distract me from that a little bit, and it just keeps me feeling that, like, feeling of ownership. Where,
it's
like,
almost like your collar, but, like, a more active type of thing.
Yeah, because my collar, like, I'll tug on it sometimes if I need it, but a lot of times it feels, like, just a part of me because I wear it 24/7, so it's not really noticeable. Well, not 24/7. I don't wear it at night anymore, I was told. So I definitely don't do that anymore. But yeah, so I don't notice it really in the way I do with a plug. And a plug feels more sexual than my collar. My collar can, but other times it definitely doesn't. Whereas a plug almost always does. But one of my favorite butt plug stories, and just one of my favorite stories period, is when I first met my sir. He said he defined himself as not particularly a top, because that wasn't really a thing he did, but he's kind of like grown into it and whatever. But days after he said that, what, maybe a week, one of the first tasks he gave me, like, playfully, when we were first trying it out, was to wear an Enjoy Pure Plug to work, and, wear it all day, which, okay, fine, I'd done that before, and I was like, yeah, I got this, and tell every customer I helped to enjoy their day, which is hilarious and devious. And I was just like, he came up with that, and I was like, uh-huh, not a top. Sure. Sure. It's like, you're real good at this, though.
That is dastardly.
I know. And I wound up, like, at various points with someone walking out the door, and I would remember that I had forgotten to say it, so I'd be like, oh, enjoy your day! And they'd just kind of look at me, and I was just like, huh? Okay, bye. So it was just really fun, and it was a really good way, because public play is really hard without getting non-consent-y. So it was a good way to play with that and, like, make me embarrassed and off-kilter and, like, keep me thinking about it without really non-consensually involving other people. Like, right. No one knew what was happening, no one felt really uncomfortable or anything like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, it's real clever. What's your fuck yeah?
Mine is my tattoos. I think about this a lot with regards to butt stuff in particular, because my tattoos are right below my butt. They're on my upper thighs. There are a couple of pink bows that say good girl. And I was showing off my tattoos yesterday to a friend who had not seen them in person before. And I started telling her about how I used to really hate my butt and my thighs. Like, I didn't like all the cellulite. I thought they were, like, chubby and ugly and didn't even really want anyone looking at that part of my body during sex. So even though being fucked from behind is one of my favorite things, I wouldn't really want to do that in harsh lighting where someone could see all my cellulite. But ever since getting my tattoos, I'm actually so much more comfortable with that whole region. I remember I had a one-night stand pretty soon after getting those tattoos, and I sort of flopped face first on his bed, and he said, "Oh my God." And I just, like, smiled and, like, was so happy. I was like, "What?" Because like, I know that they look really sexy, and I just feel really sexy and confident with them when I'm showing them off. And so
that's good. I think they're amazing.
I think it's going to help for future butt stuff. I haven't done butt stuff with a partner in a super long time, but I think it will make things easier in the future when I do that again.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's the tail end of this podcast, folks. thanks for tuning into the Butt Stuff episode of the Dildorks. My name is Kate Sloan. I've been one of your co-hosts, you may have noticed. I write a sex blog called Girly Juice. It's at girlyjuice.net. I also write a lot of other stuff. You can read my other writing at katewritesaboutsex.com. On Twitter and Instagram, I'm at girly_juice. What's all your stuff, Bex?
I'm Bex. I'm at Bex Talk Sex on Twitter. My blog is BexTalkSex.com. I'm also on Instagram. And yeah, you can follow me there. And we are the Dildorks. We're at the Dildorks on Twitter, thedildorks.com. And if you want to shoot us any of your questions, comments, emails, you can send those over to thedildorks@gmail.com.
And thank you so much to Protodome for letting us use his song I Want You in My Bedroom as our theme song. It's on his album Chip Funk. You could check out his music at protodome.bandcamp.com. Also a big thank you to Amy Gardner for doing our beautiful art. So until next time, folks, get out there and live your sexy, dorky life.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. I was about to say, let me get into character. And I was like, what character? I was playing that game today with Eric and Ashley where it was like, which one of these two things would you rather bang?
Uh-huh.
And two of the options that Ashley got at one point were Rosa Diaz and a cat who says mean things to you. And we were like, Rosa Diaz is basically the human equivalent of a cat who says mean things to you.
She really is.
There was a whole fellatio modification project exhibit at the Science Gallery in London.
Okay.
I wanted more of a reaction from you for that.
I have pudding. My life is
I am putting that in my face. You didn't laugh at
I
that
did
joke
laugh.
At all.
Well, I laughed about as much as it deserved. I'm sorry, I can't get the last of this pudding out.
It's putting you through hell.
I bet it is.
I will never not make pudding jokes when pudding is mentioned.
I mangled this pudding cup.
Hmm.
But I got
really
all the pudding out.
You're
don't,
really putting
don't,
things
don't.
In perspective. Don't talk over my pudding puns. How dare you? I'm putting you in your place.
You used that one already.
No, I didn't. Sorry, this is the text I'm sending and I'm not gonna explain the context to you.
Okay.
Like the clone of Willy, but for your teeth.
Yes.
Why does he have to talk to me about blowjobs when I can't blow him?
I don't know. What did he say?
Where's the fairness in that?
Why'd you...
Okay. Can we focus up?
Yes.
Well, it remains to be seen.
Probably. Sorry,
Okay.
I'm high.
I know. I thought you were Bex.
Thanks, Dad. Maybe I'll make my fuck yeah wearing a butt plug in public.
I thought it was going to be weed.
Yeah, I don't want to do that one. Because
Okay.
we've
I
also
didn't
talked
give my
about weed
weed
a lot.
counterpoint because I thought.
Oh, what was your weed counterpoint?
Well, it was going to be that when I was going to get butt fucked by dude, he told me that if I needed to relax beforehand, that I should drink and not smoke because weed makes you feel sensations more specifically and more intensely, and it might not be a good thing for me to feel that more intensely. He said I would be able to feel every bump and vein, which I think was good advice for me.
Which I think is accurate, which I think is why I like butt stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes
Okay, so
sense.
we just did the butt stuff counterpoint. We just end with
Can that be the name of my TV talk show?
Can you just
Well,
have a thing that's like the CNN do 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 and then have your butt counterpoint edited in at the end of the weed stuff?
doesn't make sense.
Here we have a breaking Kate butt counterpoint.